Soap, grow, and produce. This
morning, while you're yet standing on your feet, I want you to grab your Bibles. I want you to grab your Bibles this morning, and I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. The first chapter. We're going to begin reading at the fourth verse. If you don't have a Bible, just slip your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And our hospitality team will provide one for you. We're going to be reading from Ephesians 4. I'm sorry, 1 and 4. When you get it, say, I got it, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That means go ahead and read, Pastor. Stop playing. I want y'all to help me preach this message this morning, and the more you help me preach, the quicker I'll be out your way. But if you don't help me, I'll keep preaching until you become obedient. Praise God. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. Let me read that again. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. The fifth verse says, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Somebody say predestined. This is part 3 of getting the gift out of the closet. I want to preach from the subject, it's for his name's sake. It's for his name's sake. In fact, while you're resting on your feet before you're helping this morning, you won't see it on the screen, but Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And 3 says, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for... Tell your neighbor before you take your seat, you're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. It's true that we too in the body of Christ have come to a place of believing or thinking that, number one, we don't know why we're here. And the enemy is very savvy, if you will. He's very intelligent. Thank you, Lord. Because the moment you come to a place and you don't know your purpose is the day or the moment when the enemy can deposit into your life, into your mind, confusion. And it always baffles me how we in the body of Christ become confused. The enemy has the opportunity to deposit into your open mind that you are of no worth and no value. And the reason why he gets that opportunity is because you have not discovered your God-given giftings or talents. You haven't really discovered your purpose. My mentor gave a few questions, and I always ask this in leadership, is who are you? Why are you here? And that equates to what's your purpose? It's true that if you arrive to a place and not know why you're there, equates to you being lost. How is it that you can be lost when Jesus showed up to grab the lost so that we could have follow behind us to be found? The church today, we're walking like zombies. Many of us don't know our purpose, our position. It's also true that, Holy Ghost is going to preach this one. It's true that we have this awesome opportunity to either to become successful or to be a failure. It says that both really fall into one and the same. Because when you don't plan to be successful, it tells me automatically that you are planning to be a failure. The Bible says that we were predestined before the foundation of the world. When I look up the word predestined, we know what destiny is. So when I look up the word predestined in the prefix, it tells me that it is before. Pre. And because he discovered me, gifted me, valued me with success before the foundation of the world, lets me know that I have something on the inside of me that I am to discover to make him smile. And when you discover what's on the inside of you, you come to the place that is not for your glory, but it's for his purpose and it's his intent for him to shine through you. And so I'm going to give you 2 points and I'm going to get out your way. If you have not known, we've been talking about gifts and talents. I want you to first discover, and it's not on the screen, it just came to me, that you yourself are the first gift. Too many of us have sat in these seats and we've gone across the world and we're trying to figure out when, what, who, where, why. But the truth is, the moment that you discover yourself is the moment that you should discover that God has labeled me. And we spend too much time talking about being labeled instead of talking about being labeled in the eye of God. So my purpose first is to discover that I am of value. And so I want to tell you today, this morning, oh man, that the product, somebody say product. The product is the gift. The product is the gift. Second is, I want to tell you that you are the product. You are the product. You see, in Proverbs 19 and 21, it tells me, if you studied a little bit, that God had a counseling session with himself. God had a counseling session with himself. And I know it's in our small minds of thinking that we're trying to figure out, how does God have a counseling session with himself? In other words, what are you trying to say, Pastor? This is what I'm trying to say, that God had to talk to himself. Well, how can you have a conversation with yourself? I'm glad you asked. He was talking to himself. He was talking to himself in his Son, and he was talking to himself in the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So he sat in council at the table in a board meeting with his board of directors called Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Okay. He's He's sitting here, watch this, counseling himself. And I thought you would never ask, but I heard you say it. What were they talking about, Pastor? Ask me, what were they talking about? They were talking about you. They were talking about you because you are the product and you are the gifting. And out of all, watch this, don't crucify me for it. Out of all the sperms that were not chosen, he decided to choose you. A lot of them didn't make it. You study, there's so many released. A lot of them didn't make it. So you got to figure out, God, why me? There's something that is so awesome about me being chosen out of the thousands. God, why would you choose me? I mean, my life hadn't really been, can I get personal with y'all? Not about myself, but about you. My life hadn't really been all that good. I mean, I for somebody they're saying, I grew up in a family that didn't have both parents. I grew up with a single mother, single father. Somebody's saying we didn't have all the money, so that equated to us living in poverty. Someone else said, well, I grew up because I was stressed out all my life because I would go to school and my friends would have certain clothes on. They would have coats on. They would have shoes on. See, I can't put myself there because mama spoiled me until I was 11 when she passed. And my sister's like, well, you know, mama bought those Jordans and mama bought those hats and mama bought those coats. But look here, you gotta, you know, in so many words, you're gonna have to go to work. So I started working at age 11. Yeah, and I would come home. My other sister can testify that we would come home and I used to bust tables and wait tables. But I started out busting tables and I would come home and earn my money. I would iron dollar bills and put them on the bed and count my money. And it did something to me because I was able to work for it and then receive what I had worked for. See, it's of value when you work for something, but when you get something and somebody give it to you, we don't so much respect it. That's why we don't respect our salvation. Because you didn't have to work for it. And so we struggle because there are people that are sitting next to you, maybe not you because you've been living with a silver spoon in your mouth, but there are people who are sitting next to you who have to go through life with little of nothing. There's somebody sitting here who had to grow up with no electricity. There's somebody here who had to grow up with no running water. You don't know nothing about an outhouse. I mean, we were good at 214 Richmond Road, Eflin, the big city. But man, when I went to my grandmother's house before they got a new house and a double wide trailer, baby, they had an outhouse. I don't know about that. Empty the bucket. Woo! I did not want to empty no buckets. That was sanitation back then. Sanitary rules. Come on. And so, you know, everybody didn't grow up that way. But still, God has a purpose. Let me make it plain for you. Most of us, I've talked this over a year ago, but I want to preach it today. Most of us have something in our possession called an iPad. Raise your hand if you like iPads. You're an Apple product person. I see y'all. Yeah, we like Androids. That's why only a few numbers went up. And so, when you purchase your iPad, it's amazing because it comes in a beautiful box. And the first thing you discover about this product, stay with me now. I need 5 minutes of your attention. The first thing about this product that you would discover, and when you receive it, is that it's wrapped in plastic, so that you cannot touch its contents. The next thing you will discover is once I remove the wrapping and I open the box, you never see the product when you open the box. The first thing you see when you open the box is a book. And the book that you see is called a manual. And I did some searching. I want to find out what does manual mean. And you break it down right there, man. You break it down. It's really the maker's mind put in a book. You remember that message I preached about reading the mind of God? Reading the mind of God is the Bible. It is God's thoughts placed in a book. And so when you open the box, man, when you open the box, the first thing you discover is the manual. Now, it's amazing to me because the first thing that you will identify on the manual is do not operate this product until you have read all of these instructions. And so, you know, how many of y'all ever read all the instructions before you turn it on? Thank you for being honest this morning. I was going to call you. You lying. That's all I'm saying. They lying. Listen, it says read all of the commandments, instructions, before you operate this product. I'm going to flip this podium over. Watch this. And so it says, if you want to be successful, if you want this product to operate in its full capacity, you must read all of the instructions first. That's why I told you that success and failure both are predictable, one and the same. Because if you do not read God's laws and instructions and promises, we are doomed to make mistakes and failures unless we operate by his instructions. Ooh. I told somebody the other day, I said, the reason why we pray so much is because we don't know his laws. We don't know his instructions. And that's what's wrong with the body of Christ. We're praying for things that has really no weight. In other words, we're praying for things that are already inevitable. You can't take the seed to put it on concrete and expect it to grow fruit. No. See, if you put it on concrete, you gotta pray that it makes it to some soil. But God's law says if you take the seed and plant it into good ground, by law, it's gonna grow. I wish somebody grab hold of that. Come on, Coons family. If you plant seed, it's gonna grow. If you plant it into good ground, good soil, watch this, mom team, it's gonna get bigger. Woo! Okay, here we go. Slow down. So it says, somebody just visited, that guy right there, crazy. Watch this. Check the screen. Watch this. And so we get to a place that we don't read his instructions. And so when you first open up the box of the product, in order to be successful, we've got to read the manufacturer's instructions. Watch this. The next thing on this product that you will notice is that it has a symbol. The symbol on the product signifies forbidden fruit. Not forbidden fruit. A bitten apple. Some of y'all apple folks gonna get it in a minute. Okay, and so there's an apple with a chunk taken out of it placed on the product known as an iPad. So the manufacturer takes the product and put his stamp on the product so you'll know where it came from. Watch this. That's called the symbol. Apple is the image of the company. Once they finish the product, watch this, from testing and a rigorous exercise so that it will not receive, I know it's Apple, no bugs, so they have to debug the system before they sell the product. Ooh, watch this. They put it in the box. They seal the box. They put the book on top of the product so that the word, the book, can hide the product. I'm going to do this by myself. Ooh, I'm going to do it by myself because I feel that good. It says, do not operate this product until you have read all of the manufacturer's instructions. Watch this. So they hide the product under the manual, which is the word. Oh, my, my, my. Remember, the manual is the maker's mind put in a book. So God has his mind in the book, where we have been labeled with his image, stamped with the Bible. Now his image is a part of me. They see God before they see me. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. And so when you get to that box and you don't see the product, you gotta first read the manual. The manual says, before operating this product, please read completely. In this manual, in this book, is a book of promises. In his book is a book of laws. In his book is a book of commandments. Let me teach a little bit. And so once we turn the first page and it has the image of the product, the second page gives you product promises. And so what comes along with promises are guarantees. It says in the promise that I guarantee, watch this, this product will perform up to optimum level of performance if you read and understand these instructions. Watch this now. Follow these instructions and obey these laws. Do not operate near gossip. I mean near water. Do not operate with toxic people. I mean with gasoline. I'm talking about electronics now. Don't you get upset with me. Do not operate near water because you have electronics working on the inside of the product. Watch this. Hold. Let me get there. Watch this. And so, if we take the product, and I told you that God had to counsel himself in Proverbs 19 and 21 before you were created, and in Ephesians 1 and 4 the fifth one says that you were predestined before the foundations of the earth. So God had to have a conversation about you and your whereabouts and the things that you were going to face and the struggles that you were going to face. But however, because he is the manufacturer, you are guaranteed and set up for greatness and to be successful. And I need for you to understand that no matter what you go through, the manufacturer knows what he put inside of the product. I wish I was with me. And so we get to a place where we want to get off on our own because we don't read the instructions. And if you don't read the instructions, you don't know what's in your product. And so because we don't know what's in our product, we search for other images. Oh! And the reason why he put his image on you is because the image has already been tested and proved that you will be successful. See, I want to tell you that it's not just you've been guaranteed salvation. That's for the religious church, right? Because, you know, we want to stop at salvation. But let me tell you something. God also speaks to us about having to go through this hell on earth. Now, I got some smart person, some intelligent person, some theologian, some scholar saying, yeah. But hold on, Pastor. He says that you will suffer for his name's sake. Oh, I said, oh, God, you're so awesome. He says, Jesus said that you will suffer for his name's sake. No, that means that folks are going to scandalize you. Folks are going to brutalize you. Folks are going to try to take you out. Folks are going to try to take you off the grid. Folks are going to try to take your life. But for his name's sake, I am not a mistake. I can't get there yet. You see, God had to stamp you with someone who had proven results. There's too many folks that's trying to walk around with labels and stamps of Buddha, no results. Trying to be labeled and stamped with atheism, no proven results. Trying to be stamped with being a Muslim, no proven results. Buddha, Muhammad, none of them have proven results. But Jesus, I wish I had the right church, but Jesus got proven results. Jesus. Let me get back. Jesus is the only one with proven results. God purposed us within his counsel. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost purposed us and positioned us for greatness, and what he stuffed down on the inside is called destiny. Somebody say, I am destined for greatness. I told you, if you help me out, I'll preach on, I quit. I'm destined for greatness. I'm destined for beauty. I'm destined to be successful. Look at somebody say, discover your gift. See, if we would obey the laws of the book, we wouldn't be praying for things that we shouldn't be praying for. God, will you make me successful? God, I want to be a beacon of light. I get that eye up out of your vocabulary. This is what I want you to understand. That you gotta get to a place where somebody say, but God, I've been asking for healing. I truly believe that many people aren't delivered nor healed because you want to be healed and delivered for your glory. We struggle. We're asking God to do things so that we can be on the front cover and become the label of the content. Yeah, oh, media, change the screen, it's off. Listen, I want you to understand who you are in Jesus Christ. You're not a mistake. It doesn't matter if you were born out of wedlock, in wedlock, on top of wedlock, under wedlock. Stop allowing people to take you out and say you're a mistake. There are no mistakes in the kingdom. And the next time they try to tell you that you're a mistake, you say, out of the thousands that he shot out, he chose little old me to be a doer of his words. I'm not a mistake. I am chosen. He labeled me. He called me. He chose me. Tell somebody it's not a mistake. Help me say this. It's for his namesake. I'm not a mistake. I'm for his namesake. I'm not a mistake. I'm for his namesake. My baby's for his namesake. I'm here for his namesake. Y'all say it's for his namesake. Y'all want me to get out your way? Yeah. If I could get about 50 people to say it's for his namesake, I'll get off the platform. What is it for? What is it for? What is it for? I'm not a mistake. I am here on purpose. I am predestined for greatness. I'm not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You've been praying for healing. But if you stop petitioning God to be healed for your name, but his name, he said, I'll heal the land. Somebody say, I'm healed. Tell your neighbor, it's for his namesake. There's healing in the atmosphere for his namesake. Diabetes will be healed for his namesake. Heart disease will be healed for his namesake. AIDS will be eradicated for his namesake. My marriage will be healed name's sake. I believe in God. I believe in God. It's going to happen for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, high blood pressure healed for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, heart disease healed for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, divorce seeds will be healed for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, orphans will be adopted for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, cancer will be healed for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, drug dealers will be saved for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, alcoholics will be saved for his name's sake. Prostitutes coming out the streets for his name's sake. Fake wannabe preachers come off the platform for his name's sake. He needs some real people for his name's sake. I will bless the Lord for his name's sake. Watch this. When you get to the end of the manual, it gets to talking about guarantees and warranties. It says, if this product has any defects, if this product got some problems working with its system, do not attempt to fix yourself. Send it back in. Send it to God. He'll fix those problems. Tell your neighbor, do not attempt to fix yourself. Send it back to Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. Send it back. 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 Watch this. Watch this. This is what I like about God. This is how you distinguish if God is in the service. It don't cost you a dime to send it back. Listen. This is how you can tell a fake prophet from a real prophet. Take your dollars before you send it back. You gotta know enough to tell the prophet or the prophetess or the pastor or the preacher or the deacon or the evangelist, he's already paid for it. It's already paid for. Tell three people it's already paid for. Watch this. Not only when you see the defects working in the product, he says, I'm gonna guarantee I've already paid for the postage. I've already paid the delivery fee. If you send it back, I'm gonna guarantee success of your product. Watch this. Let me tell you about reputation. It's all in the Bible. The reason why the product, you and me, the reason why we're gonna be fixed is not so that we can shine, not so that we can operate again, not so we can put our name on the product. The reason why they're gonna fix the product is because his name is on it. He stamped you. It's called reputation. Reputation is for his name's sake. The reason why we send off to other people going to see doctors, some called, some not,
All of them got degrees on the wall. Going to see attorneys, some call, some not. Going to see pastors, some ain't got no business leading nobody. The reason why we keep sending the product off to other people is because we don't know who the manufacturer is. I don't need for you to work on my product. You don't have to manipulate me. And when you bounce around to other folks who are not product fixers, what happens is you turn into a church prostitute, and they manipulate you. Bouncing to this church, bouncing to that church. Everybody, I'm in somebody. You gotta give it to God. For you, swallow it whole. I want to tell you this morning that the reason why we're lost, God said he's already sent the postage, he's already paid the bill, he's already set it up. FedEx, UPS, government, kingdom, they coming to get the product. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, come get me. Of a pastor, of a preacher, of the evangelist, of the prophet. I'm ready. Anybody ready? Say, send me, I'll go. My soul, watch this. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the right paths, not down dark alleyways, not to every church, not to every man, not to every woman, but he leads me in the right path. Talk to me, church. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for his name's sake. Clap your hands for Jesus. I'm closing. Come on, take your seats if you can. I got to give you this point. This is how you know that you are a good product. This is how you know that you're a good product. It's because, number one, you was created before the foundations of the earth. Bible says you were predestined. Watch this. So you wasn't set up to fail. When you're operating God's laws and commandments, that business won't fail. Oh God. Operating his commandments, your marriage will not fail. But it takes two in order for the three to work. When you operate in his laws and his commandments, his promises are real. He guarantees the promise. It will not fail. Those struggles that you worried about, stop trying to fix it yourself. He already stamped you with approval. Called the label that's on the front of the package. Why do you think that these instructions don't send us to anybody else? It's because nobody else has proven results. There's only one, John 14 and 6, there's only one that has proven results. You're trying to go to man, you're trying to go to everybody else. Let me tell you something. That's only one. Results. Stop labeling yourself as a failure. You never know how God wants to use what you label as unsuccessful, and he will turn it around for the good to make it and him successful. And when he
being successful, we're successful. You know what that means? That translates for His glory. That translates for His glory. Listen, listen. There's too many, I hear you, God. There's too many broken products in the kingdom of God. How can you be in the factory and not be fixed? How can you be in the factory and still not made whole? Listen. God never sends out refurbished products. When you go to man, all man can do is refurbish. But when God gets done with you, to replenish, see, when His glory has been sucked out of you, God says, I gotta fill you again with my glory. I gotta fill you again. And when He fills you, you, we, us become brand new. He didn't say fixed creatures. He said new creatures. Listen, that's God. Praise Him. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. You're not supposed to be broken for the rest of your life. Brokenness is a mindset. You can be whole still walking with a cane, woman of God. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. There's so many of you in here. There's so many streaming that continues to come and serve God in the kingdom in brokenness. Don't you know that every place that the woman went with the issue of blood, even the folks that was qualified to fix it according to man's coordinates could not do it. But when she found Jesus, listen, the church stops at the sight of Jesus. But the folks with relationships said, no, no, no. Seeing Him is not enough. I've got to touch something. You got to want more than just the sight of Him. I want to touch His fringes. I need to touch His garment. I see you, Jesus, but I want to touch you. I want to touch you. Listen. All heads bowed, all eyes are closed. I'm gonna do this as quick as the Holy Ghost want me to do it. There's some of you here, you said today is the last day that I want to be broken. Simple instructions. Run to the altar. You said today is the last day that I want to be broken. Don't look for nobody, don't look for an escort. Holy Ghost is bringing you. Just obey Him. That's right.